Have you ever had that? Just, I mean, you probably can tell, but when you, your stomach is just like, and it's just like, and you're like, wow, that one's not going to be good. That's going to be toxic.
Well, sometimes, usually I think, oh, I can't wait to get this out. It's going to smell awesome.
Awesome how?
It smells so good.
Like you think it's going to be so poisonous?
Well, no, but I don't know why you were saying, oh, this one's going to be bad.
You can tell, like, if the way your stomach feels, and you're like, oh, this isn't going to smell like anything. It's going to be fine. I can fart in this room, and nobody's going to know.
Yeah,
and there's other times where you're like, oh, this is a risky one, and you pop one off, and it's just death. Yeah. So bad.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good.
Did a foul stench wake you up good this morning?
Oh my goodness. That was fun when we tried to watch Good Will Hunting and it was all wavy.
Yeah. Yeah, Parker bought a DVD for the first time in ever.
Haven't gotten DVDs much these days.
Yeah, they think they stopped making them because they're so bad.
No, there's
Parker
so
had a everyone brand new them TV.
Not brand new.
It was pretty new, though. It's a good TV.
It's a good TV.
TV does fine, never has any issues. Parker says, hey, guys, come over for a movie tonight. So Hannah and I and Christian and Haley go over there and put on Good Will Hunting. And after the previews, start watching, the movie starts playing, and is it shaking? Does it look like it's shaking to you guys? Oh, yep, yeah.
It was.
Big time shaking. It's like somebody had one of those massage guns on the screen, and it was just like...
Or on your face. And your eyes were vibrating.
Yeah, my eyes couldn't say blood. As long as you focused on the center of the screen and don't look anywhere else.
Yeah, it was all right.
It's fine.
Yeah. Do you guys get... I got crazy car sick when we were driving over to get boba in the back of that car.
Really?
If I can't see out the window, man, it's like... Oh.
Wow. Been there for like 3 minutes. I'm from here to Evergreen.
Yeah, you're so weak. Yeah,
that's crazy. Probably the, what, you don't think it was the banana milk that you were drinking?
No,
back
it
there?
Was on the way there too.
Yeah, you didn't even give me a sip to try.
I'm also not feeling well, so you would have got sick that's probably true from me.
Yeah, Parker's drinking banana milk.
Banana like, milk bubble tea it? With strawberry boba.
Strawberry banana. It's a delicious
that's
flavor combination.
That's disgusting.
Actually,
you yeah never heard of strawberry banana?
I never have drank it in milk.
But a little sugary ball of strawberry in banana milk.
With this frick.
It tastes foul things.
Tastes exactly like banana Laffy Taffy. It's awesome.
Yeah, seriously. I will give that. It does taste like
he
that.
He did try it.
Which I don't like. Not
you don't
in
like
milk.
Banana Laffy Taffy?
But not if he did like it, he would like that.
I don't know. A lot of milk. Hey, they got chai tea. Really delicious.
Chai tea's fine.
I'm so excited for fall time.
Yeah, a little pumpkin dude spice.
A little pumpkin spice in my body. Not so hot on the outside of my body.
Yeah. Nice, cool, so good cold winter.
Football season. Saturday yeah is the first college football game.
Wait, this Saturday?
No. This Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. It's they only have one game. It's Florida State versus Georgia Tech.
That'll be all right.
What?
That'll be all right.
Yeah.
Georgia Tech's going to stun them. I'm calling it right now.
Really?
Yep.
You think so? Mm-hmm. Florida State?
Georgia Tech's not that bad.
It's Florida State, though.
Yeah.
Florida State isn't very... I guess they went undefeated last year. ACC.
I think Florida State will win. But we'll see. Don't really care about either of them. Yeah. Ducks have their first football game.
First.
The 31st. A lot of big games.
The 33rd. Sorry.
They're playing Idaho. It's not that big of a
hey
game.
Hey, the Vandals, no, they've been known to shock.
There's a lot of good
really
teams.
Yeah. The Boise State Broncos. I guess Oregon doesn't have a winning record against them.
Really?
Yeah.
They haven't played them in a while.
Yeah.
Oregon didn't used to be very good.
For a while.
They've been dominant.
We weren't bad, but we were not the top dog.
Oregon's one of the winningest teams in the country over
we
the last
7-4
last decade, I mean.
Really?
Yeah. Like highest winning percentage, one of the highest winning percentage.
Sounds about right.
From like 2010 on.
Georgia, since they got Kirby, have been very dominant.
Yeah.
That coach, good coach.
Good guy. Good coach. I really hope Kalen DeBoer just takes Alabama in to the dumpster.
Kalen DeBoer.
Kalen DeBoer is Alabama's new coach from Washington.
I was thinking that was Clemson's coach. Who's Clemson's coach?
Dabo Sweeney.
Dabo Sweeney.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like Kalen, bro. I don't like him. Not a fan.
Nope, don't like him either.
Oh, well. Nobody really cares that much.
I don't even know.
Dabo is such a weird first name, though. Can we acknowledge that?
And Sweeney?
Acknowledge?
Yep.
Move on.
Acknowledge.
We've really been failing at a lot of things lately.
What's one of the things we failed at?
Golfing. Haven't golfed in a long time.
That's true.
Haven't posted any videos since I was like, oh, let's golf at all these courses every other weekend, you know? Do something. Haven't golfed.
I'm always down to golf. You guys know that. I always suggest it.
I'm always down
make money, you know, and...
By make money, stuff. He means nap on Sundays.
Yeah.
I'm going to dinner with Hannah.
Sundays.
Nonsense.
Let's go to Alpine one of these days.
Alpine, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a throwback. We haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't been there. Let's go after this. Psych, we can't.
We can't. Worship night. Worship
too busy. Night. What are you going to do?
So much stuff going on.
Also, Bo Nix playing tonight at 7.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to be watching that on my laptop during the worship night.
I know, I'm going to put it
I'm
up on the
screen.
I'm just
kidding. I'm not going to do
Guys,
that.
Guys, seriously, we're not. It's terrible.
Everybody keep your eyes closed during worship. We put it on the projectors.
Guys, seriously.
Nobody
eyes
look
closed,
up.
Everybody.
Eyes closed.
No, you guys. Remember we watched the Duck game on the projector screens?
That was awesome.
So much fun.
Pac-12 championship.
That was like the biggest game we've ever played.
We went to dinner and then on the drive back, we
emotional
watched it in the backseat.
Roller coaster.
Ohio State this year, though.
Yeah, that was terrible. It was the Pac-12 championship game, and somebody scheduled a surprise party for Christian's sister's birthday. Guys, let's go to dinner.
Yeah, guys.
It's just a random Saturday. It's fine.
Yeah, nobody cares. Saturdays aren't important during college football season.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
And we lost because of it.
Yep.
Yeah, if we had been home watching the game, it would have been fine.
The Ducks knew that we weren't comfortable watching them play.
No.
They knew it.
How did they lose that game, bro?
So dumb. So dumb.
A terrible start.
I think
then we came back and still lost.
There was money involved.
Really?
Not really.
I think there's money involved in everything, Gavin.
It's actually a really interesting perspective.
Makes the world go round.
Money makes the
world go round. Oh, it's so hot.
Yeah, well, you're wearing a long sleeve.
A slong sleeve.
Christian,
you're wearing a sleeve. Hopefully you can just say
warm.
It's crazy.
Yesterday, I went to the lake.
How was that?
It was super hot water. The water was very warm. So if you like warm bath water, good to swim in it. Lake Cherokee. Mm-hmm. Go check it out. Texas has hot water if you're into that. But they had a splash pad out for the kids.
Oh, that would be all
awesome.
Over that. That's cold.
Basically a water is about the size of probably a queen or king mattress. Filled it up with water. It's clear, so it's cool to walk on and stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's water spraying on it too. It's kind of like a slip and slide, but not very long.
Out of a hose?
Yeah. And the kids, it was like 2 and 3-year-olds.
And then a 24-year-old.
And then
Gavin.
Me and Noah. And they were trying to walk across it. And we're like, okay, you got to walk across the ocean. The water's going to get pretty rough. So we start walking it. It's kind of slippery. And we're like stepping on it to get it to make waves. It's like just woo, woo. And the kids are just like falling over. River was really struggling to get across. I think he was kind of playing into it.
Mm-hmm.
The lore that the kids had going on was just
crazy.
Yeah. The two of the kids got through really quick, and then River's like falling, and the waves are pushing him back quite
River!
A bit. And they're like, River, River.
He was fighting imaginary like pirates or something while he's going across.
They're trying to help him across, pull him across. They got like 2 feet to go. He can't make it. And then they had
you guys
this,
go on without me.
They had this little inflatable, like water. It looked like it was basically a bounce house and slide for kids, but it was a pretty small bounce house. Like if I laid on it, it would have squished and just been out of air. But had water spraying on that, and they would like slide into a little pool. So we were like throwing the kids on there. It's pretty fun. But
nice.
I want to get one. I want
for yourself.
No, for River and Rory.
When they come over?
Yeah.
And they don't come over that often.
Yeah, but they can still come over. Or I'll invite them over more. Be like, hey, you guys, we got this water slide and stuff. Well, then the big ones that can fit adults, pretty expensive. Really? Yeah. Kids ones are like $300. You can get a pretty nice one.
That's pretty expensive.
You get a pretty nice one. But then there's a big, the big water slides, you know, the ones you'd rent for $100 or something. I think I want to rent some. Not buy some and rent them out, but actually rent them if you guys are down for that.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
I think I want to go to Branson.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was looking how expensive it is, and I'm like...
You don't need to fly.
It's kind of expensive.
Drive once for a ticket to the park.
It's $170.
Oh, alone.
You guys provide insurance, Christian, for liability for businesses?
Yeah. A GL policy, we call it. General liability.
General liability.
For who?
For me.
What do you got?
There's some stuff cooking.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
What about commercial... car insurance.
What about $1 billion in the bank insurance for my $1 billion in the bank? Yeah. You guys have that?
Can you ensure that my $1 billion is going to stay there?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Oh, yeah. Commercial liability on the auto insurance. I can do that myself. GL policy this guy's is pretty complex.
About spending $170 to go to Branson.
Yeah, Parker, you gotta invest in things that count. Also, watch this YouTube video. I think I maybe mentioned it to you guys. Build a house, 3-bedroom, 2-bath house for $50,000.
You're
just for all the materials.
That YouTube video?
This YouTube video. It's called House in a Box.
Or House in a Box.
Build in a Box. Building in a Box, maybe?
Like a Mr. Beast challenge.
They're in Arkansas, though. The basics, framing, roof, siding, they send all that. The other smaller things like electrical and plumbing and the slab you have to prepare. But with all that, including the house, this guy did it for... $49,000.
No way.
$900 and change. That doesn't include the land.
Right.
But the actual materials just for this simple house was $19,800, which that's pretty reasonable for framing. But he was able to do it all. Just a simple scope and everything. 1,600 square feet.
Yeah,
or so.
That's big.
Yeah.
Ish.
Ish.
It's big.
We got to get some land. We got to find some land. I'm really working on trying to acquire some land. There's not the best options out there.
Not very much left, dude. There's too many people over here.
Yeah.
Can I see that ring?
This?
Everybody wants land.
Went and bought a wedding ring yesterday.
It'll be a long time.
You went and bought one?
Before you ever see me again.
What is it? White gold?
Yeah, it's white gold.
Let me get a piece of
that. What size did you get?
I got a size 8.
What is that?
Which is a little too big for me. Also got a 4mm.
I think I was 7.5. Yeah, probably. That fits pretty good, but I could go with...
Other finger, maybe. Sometimes your fingers are different.
Is that?
As in, like, left?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It fits pretty good, but a little bit loose.
It's not super tight on me. I just have a bigger knuckle, and so it's hard to...
Big knuck.
Big knuckles.
When it's hot outside...
Fingers swell up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. A little dehydrated. That's from dehydration, you know.
When you swell up?
When your fingers swell, it means you're dehydrated.
Really?
Look it up.
I'm never dehydrated.
I thought that was something about your skin elasticity. If you pull up your skin and it kind of just stays there.
Elasticity.
What is it when when it's super cold outside and you're using your hands and then they start to burn because they're so cold?
When they get warm?
What about when they start to itch?
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst.
Your hands start to swell up.
Used to be out at recess back in the day.
Go inside.
You come inside, put your hands over the more warm water.
Feels so good.
Yeah, it's like.
It feels awesome. Then they get swollen and they burn. Like,
but they were so cold before. But now they're hot cold.
Swelling. Mean
hydrated or
dehydrated,
or you're pregnant?
Oh no,
yeah, but I'm not pregnant, I'm a guy.
Pregnant,
it says a sprain, fracture, or a minor injury. Finger swelling can be caused by several factors, and dehydration is one of them.
Wow,
but it's not the most common cause.
It's not the most common cause.
You
guys, that's so silly.
Gavin talks like that.
There's one time
people from New York talk like that,
yeah, Gavin.
They're not real. People from New York.
Oh yeah.
Also hot weather.
Yeah. Oh.
But also dehydration.
I think the hot weather just dehydrates.
High sodium intake. Be careful, Sharon.
Yeah, I remember one time washing Grandma and Papa's car because I wanted some money.
Yeah.
And it was cold outside ish, and so my hands got super cold, and I went into the bathroom, and I was washing my hands, and it was warm, and so I just like kept my hands under the warm water for a while. Like, and then I could feel them starting to tingle. And I took it out. I'm like, I don't know what just happened to me.
He starts crying. Yeah. He chops his hands off. And mi mano's
es frio.
Es frio.
That was Spanish.
I know.
For my hands are cold.
Mm-hmm.
A little something I learned.
Yeah, my Spanish is all coming back to me now that Mariah's here.
Really?
Yeah.
My Spanish finally came back to me. from Oregon.
I'm not speaking anymore, but she's here.
Uh-huh. Amen. Yeah, recess was fun. We used to be all up in the woods at recess because where
Oh, really? Yeah.
Homeschool and just...
Yeah, you know.
Mom sends you out. All right. Yeah. Come back for dinner. Yeah. I'll ring the bell. Ding, ding. You guys have a dinner bell?
We had a come back from recess bell.
Oh.
Ding, 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 ding. Everyone come back from recess.
It's the same as the sirens for when there's a bombing.
Ding, oh. ding. Did you guys ever do
so they came sprinting in no matter what.
Jingle bell with the bells where each one got a different color? Uh-huh. Like ding ding and then like your friend ding. Oh no, same note.
Ding 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 ding.
And then like another kid
would have go ding. Yeah.
I was always so jealous of the first person that had that first note. It's like ding 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 ding. And then this while the person just ding 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 ding. And then that person goes four more times.
Yeah.
Gosh, dude.
That's yeah, we had a little preschool. We had a preschool program. There's a whole like home video of it, and my friend Brevin was just like adjusting his crotch the whole time.
Really?
Yeah,
the whole time.
Just yeah, I was like,
"Oh, you're on stage. Everybody can see you."
Oh, chill.
That's pretty.
That's gonna be so fun. Just like kids doing funny stuff that they don't know is wrong.
Silly kids.
It's like, man. Oh, don't do that.
Put it back. Yeah, yeah, dude, when our kids are in, like, Christmas programs together.
Or, that's going to be fun.
We're going to make them do plays or something like that.
No, dude. Yeah.
Theater.
Things that things my children won't do. Yeah, plays at home is cool. Like, trying to get us to let them stay the night or whatever. Yeah.
We'll get them, like, a really basic camera, and they can make movies.
Hilarious home videos.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like...
Bro, didn't Hayden buy a digital camera for like $3,000 or something?
It was $100.
What?
That's too much, though.
It's $3,000. Hayden bought one of those
basic... I don't like it. I know. I get like the aesthetic of the digital stuff is cool. It's like all old and stuff, but you're paying more quality. Money to make your pictures look worse.
Yeah.
When you have $1,000 camera right here.
But just take a picture on your phone and then use a filter or whatever.
That is a pretty common thing, like buying vintage stuff or whatever, You go to the store and they're like more expensive for like worn things.
Yeah.
So I think
culture now is like,
poor quality is better.
No, they're high quality. But they're like old and they're like little, like it's worn. Like
fake poor quality.
Yeah. Because nowadays, like you buy a Nike t-shirt for $30, thing sucks.
Literally.
It's so thin and like the hem at the bottom gets all weird and.
Yeah.
It's terrible. But you buy an old, like single stitch.
Oh, really? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Huh. Higher quality. They got a tag sewn on there. It's not just like screen printed.
Yeah, that's cool.
They love that.
That's cool.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't think my kids will ever do dance, probably. Not doing dance.
I've talked to Mariah about this. I don't want that.
What did she say?
Did she do dance?
No. I think she said she did for a little, like a year.
Hannah did.
She was small.
Hip hop.
No way.
Yeah.
When?
For a long time,
There are definitely videos of that.
I think a lot, most of the girls did some kind of dance or something.
That's crazy.
Hilarious, dude.
Yeah, she did hip hop for a couple years.
You're going to have your kids do soccer?
That's like dance hip hop is like not hip hop.
Probably T-ball to start it off.
You go soccer. Into like hip hop music versus hip hop dance. Very different.
It's so different, bro. It's so funny. Very polarizing.
You want it? You got it.
Backwards flat bills.
Uh huh. It's like
sideways flat bills. Even.
Yeah.
I bet that's what she did.
Zip up hoodies.
Popping and
locking. No, they probably had a fedora.
I imagine them dressing like Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad.
Oh yeah, that's true.
In the beginning,
really long,
really baggy, long like weird graphic hoodies.
What was that brand? It kind of looked like the logo, kind of looked like Under Armour, but it was like a Airwalk. U and then an upside down U.
Airwalk or like Quicksilver or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I had some of those. I had a hoodie that was like that. No, it's not that.
What's the Rhino one?
Or maybe they changed the logo.
Is that one what you're thinking?
No, it wasn't that one either.
Nope.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, DC.
DC, bro. It was DC.
DC brand.
These dudes. Yeah, yeah, bro.
Or like those.
That's what I imagine hip hop dancers.
Monster Energy wearing. DC.
Yeah.
I used to have
Eminem fans.
I had some Keeleys that looked exactly like those DC.
Yeah, dude.
Shoes.
Those are sick. That's what I think of when I think of hip hop dancing,
bro. That's exactly
right there.
It's exactly the aesthetic. That's spot on. And it's always with these socks and pants. Yeah.
Jeans and plain white socks.
Jeans and the white socks. That hat right there, bro.
Yeah. And it was not on straight.
Oh, sometimes like the shoes with like the big puffy tongue.
Yes, dude.
I had some shoes like that for sure.
Yeah, who didn't?
Oh, that Travis Pastrana, that rally car. Oh, that's Ken Block.
Ken Block.
You ever see that with the videos of
didn't
him
he die?
Doing all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, bro, in a accident. Snowmobiling accident.
Yeah. Dang.
Crazy. Did you ever watch those like rally car videos of them drifting and stuff?
Yeah.
With Travis Pastrana.
I watched like top 10 water slides you would not believe exist.
That one's
like
pretty
that.
Good, too. Dunch, 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 dunch,
dunch, dunch, pull up Heelys.
Heelys. Love Heelys.
I had these. They looked exactly like those. The big tongue in the front.
Yeah, hip-hop shoes.
Exactly.
Those.
Yeah, they were like that, except white, for white.
Or that, maybe?
Black with dumb. White, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard.
They have to be so puffy like that because you got to fit the wheel in.
Oh, yeah.
Those look like Black Forces, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, those would be so fun in the youth room.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
I was always too scared to get up on my wheels because I thought my like I would catch. Go down and catch. And
okay. I never used them.
One time we were on a road trip. I think we were going, I don't remember, camping something. I put my Heelys in. I forgot my wheels were in. And we got off at like a gas station. I jumped out. Yeah.
Jumped out and slipped in and ate it.
Birds spinning around my
head. He's like this on the ground. Eyes crossed.
Minecraft what creeper say, Heelys.
So I had a pair of those.
They make that.
I would ride around with them pretty often because we lived in a cul-de-sac. But
outside is crazy. It was always like the mall where people would.
Yeah, that's true.
At school, you could ride them around at school with that. You know, it's concrete underneath, but they've got that little thin carpet on top. Really easy to slide on. But our neighbor for her birthday got a pair of Heelys, and so. They asked me, they're like, oh, Gavin, you have some, right? And so they're like, can you, like, show her how it works?
Do some tricks for us.
And so I was like, I remember being in their garage. I didn't know anybody else, but it was just our neighbors.
It's like when
and all their family was there, and they're like, how does it work? And they're making me do it. Like, right. I was like, no, you got to go like this, and you got to, like,
dance
put one
for
foot
us.
In
front of dance, monkey.
You got to put one foot in front
it's
of the
like,
other, like.
Did you watch Paul Blart Mall Cop, the second one, where he's, like, on the Segway or whatever, and he's, like, showing off like, for him?
Showing some moves. Or his dating profile video.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so terrible.
I didn't know people, when I would see people sliding around, I didn't understand that it was different shoes than the ones I was wearing. I thought they were just like,
how are they doing?
They figured
I was
it
like,
out.
I would always try and do it like at my house or whatever, or like at the store and like run and like try and slide on my back heels.
Like,
I just didn't understand. I thought I didn't know how to do it. And then my mom was like,
they unlocked
mom,
a special
I need
way of walking.
New shoes.
Yeah.
Christian, why is the heel so worn out?
She's like, Christian, this have wheels in them.
Like, no, mom, I can ride like there's wheels in there. You don't know anything.
I just thought people were like knew how to found this new thing where they could slide on their heels. It was like a trend.
I was a wrong. Dance move that I cannot master.
How? That's so funny. Just everyone, like their entire family is around.
It's yeah,
like,
all right.
Show us how to Heely. I'm just picturing you going around in circles in the garage.
I was just like, watch.
That's like the exact scenario you picture in your head when you like start learning how to do Heelys.
Yeah.
And then you got it mastered watching. And you're just thinking about, man, imagine the whole neighborhood called me out here to be like,
yeah.
Show us how to do
it. I thought it was awesome.
Do some
what neighbor was it?
The one right next
house
door,
was it, 64?
The White House. Yeah,
they're all cheering. Yeah,
those neighbors switch so often. I don't even remember. So that guy gave me playing cards,
bought
sports
too.
Cards.
Really?
Not playing cards. Gave me a deck of bicycle cards.
Training cards.
Hey, that guy taught me poker.
Hey kid, hey, you're gonna
here.
Want these.
You want a cigarette? Don't light it. Just hold it in your mouth.
That's one thing my kids are not going to do.
I played a card game yesterday called Temu.
Oh, Temu.
Yeah, Temu.
Wonderful products.
But the people I was playing with are like big Aggies. They all went to
Texas
A&M.
Yeah.
Jerks.
And it's not a real game, I guess. It's like from. It's like started at Texas A&M.
Oh.
That's why it's called Temu, T-A-M-U.
Oh, Temu.
Yeah.
Texas A&M.
Very fun game. Never heard of it. I don't know if it's like a popular game that they just people from Texas A&M call it Temu, or if it was actually started in Texas A&M. Fun game. But yeah, I was talking about going to that game, and it was Tina and names? Jeff and Tina and Mike and Lisa.
Oh,
we were playing cards yesterday.
That's
house.
Fun.
But I was like talking about I want to go to the Ohio State game, and then I was like, but Parker was saying he brought up like if we go to the national champ, if they go to the national championship, we have to go.
Yeah.
And Jeff, he's like, they are not making it to the national championship.
Do you think A&M's making it?
Yeah. And so,
okay. A&M sucks.
Like, what? Like he was like messing with me or whatever, and I was like, who's your team? He's like, the Aggies. I was like, they are definitely not making it to the national.
Evan on, Stewart, me, ever heard
me,
of him?
Let me take a drink.
Sipping on that, yeah, smoking on that Evan Stewart. I'm not smoking on him.
Not really.
But yeah, very funny. They're not doing it. But he was like he's a big SEC guy. He's like,
we got to keep it with the tradition.
SEC, yeah.
SEC's the best conference, yeah. Suck it.
Like Ohio State, neither Ohio State or Oregon are making it to the national championship. It's going to be SEC.
They love to say that.
Okay, Jefferson.
I hate SEC.
Who won last year?
I hate them.
SEC wasn't even in the championship last year.
Nope.
No, they weren't.
Buns. A Big Ten team and a Pac-12 team.
Big Ten, Pac-12. That's crazy. Washington was
nobody
one game away.
Nobody took Pac-12 seriously.
That was the most competitive the Pac-12 has been, I think, last year.
Yeah, dude. We went out with a bang.
Utah's going to be good this year, too.
Mm-hmm. Hope Colorado still sucks. My least favorite.
I know.
No, Washington's my least favorite. Five no, USC's my least favorite. I have a lot of, you know, all the Pac-12 teams. I hate them.
Really?
Yeah.
Their guts.
Yeah. Except,
yeah, I think, I don't know when I said this. Maybe it was on the podcast or just talking, but Oregon State, I don't hate them as much as like most Duck fans, I feel really? Like, because it's kind of like, oh, they.
Oh, they're just.
They've never really.
They're underfunded.
They're trying so hard.
They really did their best.
They did.
Sorry, Grady. Sorry, Aiden.
Also, it's because I have family that likes them, so I'm not going to be like, oh.
There's no real hate for them. It's like, hey, they're whatever.
Yeah, they're fine.
I think if they were more competitive.
Yeah, if it was a real competition and it was Oregon State this year.
I definitely dislike Washington more than I dislike
Oregon Washington State. By far, 100%. I think, is my least favorite.
I went to a lot of Washington games in person, and every single time we were there, Ducks always won.
Yeah.
Never close.
I was in Canton, and saw this couple in some like Husky gear.
And you said,
go Ducks.
Did you say that? Yeah. And they're like, hey. I'm like, what?
Were they serious? Like they got offended?
Seriously, stop. Don't say that.
Yeah.
We love our Huskies.
We love the Huskies. Go Dogs.
Go Dogs. Our big strong boys are bringing it home.
Quack, quack, quack.
Oh my gosh. What's going on?
Get in their face. Quack, 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 quack. Start
flapping that up my wings at them.
What? I want a jersey, bro.
You what?
I would love to be able to sport the Ducks. Mm-hmm. Wear a jersey.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
I need to get another jersey. I don't know what happened to my last one.
I have one
I
was like
six
five.
Of them, dude.
Yeah.
There's like neon green, neon yellow.
I got to get a classic.
I have a random Duck basketball jersey.
Really?
It's just no last name. It's just number 25. Oregon is white. It's a home jersey.
That's old. Cool.
Should bust that out because I don't remember that was too big for me.
Joel has the white, the eggshell white.
Oh,
he wore that when he was here. We were watching that, watching the game
because they wore that.
Yeah, he was matching jersey. That was sick. I kind of want that one.
I want to get a green one, and then whatever their away colors. I mean, they're always kind of changing.
They got some new good ones this year,
but they say on their website what to wear for each.
I feel like these days they don't do as many combos as they used to.
They should do some crazy.
I don't know. I feel like they're still getting after it.
I don't know. Maybe with Mariota. Last season they did good.
Yeah. And they have even more this season.
I hope they bring back some pink for the breast cancer games.
I think they
in October.
Almost always do.
Almost I don't know about last year.
They didn't last year. But it was more neon was more the thing back in the day. So that's any true. Chance to wear pink, it was to like, wear neon we got to jump on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I was wearing pink in Pop Warner during October. I had pink Nike Elites.
Oh, yeah. I had some of those too and never played football.
That's wild. Nike selling $25 pair of socks.
I know. Everyone buying them. Back in the day, that was like $50.
I think they were actually $16 or $18.
I never
one pair of Elites.
I had so many, dude. And then like 5 years or 10 years after they were popular, Casey, he had like 30 pairs of these Ducks, like yellow and green, green and yellow, white and green, white and yellow, white and black, like 40 pairs that he gave to me before he moved to Arizona.
Uh-huh.
produce. And I was like, yeah. I was like, if you would have given me these like 5 years ago,
I would have been
the coolest kid. Yeah. Everyone wanted the duck colors, dude. Yeah. And they were like nice ones. There was like two brands.
Some of that probably there even was had like the duck.
There was like this. I don't know. They had different brands of them for sure.
I've got his shorts still.
Not different brands, different like.
Came
versions.
Back to you.
What did you say?
I said I've got those shorts.
Oh
still.
Yeah, the duck shorts, or the GCU shorts.
The duck ones. Yeah. We were swimming at his house a couple weekends ago, and I only wore my swim trunks over. So afterwards, I was just in wet shorts. So I asked if I could borrow a pair, and they were some of Casey's game shorts, and they went down like inches past my knees. Dang.
That was the thing. Casey's pretty
Casey's
tall.
Casey's tall, but
not still, that he, much his taller. Were beneath. His were below his knees when yeah. he was playing for Oregon. That That's was the crazy. Thing. Peyton Pritchard's went down to like his ankles.
Yeah, it just kind of—it seems like it's just kind of going in waves. Like I feel like we're moving back towards baggy. Like,
no, we're not.
Not like for sports.
Parker,
but for
shut up.
People's style.
Yeah, the jean shorts.
Yeah,
people or love just jeans.
Ones. Big old jeans.
Yeah, jeans have big been jeans. Big for a while, but shorts have been small.
Yeah, people love the short shorts
because it used to be long shorts, skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Now it's big jeans,
skinny shorts.
Skinny shorts. Comes and goes, man. It's crazy.
It always does.
Literally insane. Something crazy happened. Did you guys see? I don't want to talk about football anymore. I mean, I want to, but no one else does. So
I think they might like the nostalgia better.
Yeah, you know what?
In football, we can talk about old duck football games.
Yeah, that's actually true. Best of both worlds. We get to talk about football.
Nobody cares.
Gavin, what do you care
We've
about?
We've talked about that so much. Old ducks, man. I'm the most excited for this season that I've been for any season.
I literally have all the duck games in my calendar.
Yeah.
Really?
I manually entered
You didn't
them.
Really care that much last year.
Yeah, last year, I don't even know what it was. Tweaking. What was it? Oh, I just got married
He
or
was
something.
Off the perky?
I think last year was when I first started caring again.
Yeah.
Because it had been a while. I was just kind of like,
Me too.
Now I'm like, this year,
the last down. Probably seven games of the season, I really locked in.
It's going to be fun Ducks. To indoctrinate Mariah into the culture, too.
Yeah. She doesn't really like the Ducks, does she?
She does, but she's not like a
die.
She
hard.
Wouldn't like be sad if they
She would
lost,
die pretty easy.
Oh, you know, it's insane how much it physically hurts when your team loses.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't
I don't feel like I usually bad. Feel physical pain.
Well... I think I think it's when you expect them to be good and then they lose. That's what's really
yeah. The
bad.
Chargers.
Well, right now it's Seahawks or the Chargers, whatever. They start losing and it's like at this point, oh, another loss. I'm used to it already.
Not the physical pain.
College
but
football
the
used to be so
pain.
Cutthroat though. Now they have the 12-man playoff. But before it was like you lose one game, your season might be over. Done.
And then you lose two for sure. You're not making
definitely
it.
Definitely done.
And it was like oh, don't
unless
lose
you're
this
Alabama,
game.
You can yeah, lose like five games and they'll let you in.
And they want you, yeah. And they'll then kick out undefeated Florida State.
Yeah,
for you,
for Alabama to get sucked.
And they're
by
like,
the Michigan
no,
all because their quarterback got injured.
It's not.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, they did lose like 67-0 in the bowl game versus Georgia.
And they, oh, yeah, Georgia didn't make it.
I'm excited if the Ducks get to play Georgia.
Why would they get
no,
to play
yes, they did. Georgia won the. Who won the Natty? Michigan.
Michigan.
I'm so lost right
versus
now.
Versus Washington.
Yep.
And now they Texas, don't have their quarterback.
It was Texas, Alabama, Washington, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Texas got eaten up.
And it would have been Oregon if they'd won the Pac-12.
So disappointing.
The Aggies suck.
Yeah, emotional pain, for
yeah,
sure.
They do. Yeah.
I wanted to cry.
I wouldn't deny it.
Johnny Manziel was from Tyler.
I was getting so
yeah,
angry.
Really? So was Mahomes from White House.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Little suburb. You see his behind the back pass?
Yeah.
What? That's
pretty sick.
No, I didn't.
I think they were playing the Lions preseason game, but Mahomes to Kelsey. Little.
Did you see like his explanation of it?
Was it just like wanted to.
Well, he was frustrated. Kelsey like ran the wrong route and he was like frustrated and it was just like kind of in spite throwing it. And it panned out.
That's funny.
It was an accident.
Well, it was. He did it on purpose. Like he was still trying to throw it to him, but he was just like, "This play is blown up. I'm just gonna chuck it."
Yeah, that's funny. Did you see Daniel Jones throwing out of a sack just into a pick six?
Yeah, he was in the end zone. So yeah, like, if he would have got sacked, it would have been safety. But still, probably better than a pick six.
2 points better than a touchdown.
Sorry, we try to get away from football and it just comes right back.
Right back.
Yeah, dude, I get all those quarterbacks: Mac Jones, Daniel Jones. What is like the Zach Jones, there's Zach Wilson.
Yeah,
so many the Jets.
Like they all look the just same white guy, kind of newer, not very good quarterback. But seriously, guys, we're not going to talk about it anymore. We have to talk about politics.
Yeah.
And Mormons. Sorry, guys.
Mormonism. Yeah, it turns out we don't really know anything about Mormonism. We do now. We educated ourselves.
We did some more research, and we are now entrenched in the beliefs we had before.
Yeah.
About how weird they are. But, yeah.
Love Mormons. What else do we got? Kamala, did she do something crazy?
She's pulling really high, though, supposedly.
Yeah, with that freak. Can you imagine?
She got asked in an interview who her favorite... Who's the best living rapper? Who's the best rapper alive?
Yeah.
Tupac.
She said that?
Yeah.
He's dead.
And then the interviewer like covered for her and was like, oh, you know, yeah, all us West Coast girls, we said Tupac lives on, right? And then she asked her, like, okay, so like who's the actual favorite one? And she's like, you know,
they're all just so good.
There's so many. There's so many good ones. I just,
Tupac. So many
and
good
the only one she
interviewer was like, this one's supposed to be a stumper, but. Yeah, no, she didn't.
No, I'm saying if she did,
that'd be funny.
I would vote for her.
Have you seen her like change her accent depending on who she's talking to?
Oh, she was talking in Atlanta.
Yeah, crazy.
I did watch it.
What about monkeypox? You see that?
Really?
I did see that.
Making a comeback.
Making a comeback.
All right.
There's also some kind of other disease that mosquitoes are giving out.
Malaria.
Something else.
Chlamydia.
Yep. No,
it's
claws.
A new one. It's a new thing.
New mosquito disease.
Malidi. Chlamaria. New mosquito disease.
Starts with a C.
Lyme disease.
Dengue.
Dengue virus.
Dengue virus.
Has seen an increased risk of dengue virus.
It's spelled D-E-N-G-U-E.
Dengue virus infections. There have been other mosquito-borne diseases reported as well. Yeah, dude, mosquitoes are a bioweapon.
They really are.
Used by the U.S. government in Cuba back in during the... That's how Lyme disease started.
Dang it. I thought it was ticks. I thought ticks gave us Lyme disease.
Mosquitoes.
Two?
Maybe it wasn't mosquitoes. Maybe it was ticks.
We don't know.
I heard these mosquito-borne illness is a product of the U.S. government.
Dang it.
So.
Also, did you see... Everybody probably knows, and if you don't, you need to be informed. There was a release... from a 2018 study or project in China creating bird drones.
Oh, yeah.
See?
It's real.
And they worked really good.
It's not fake.
In 2018, so.
They work really, really good now.
They look like legit birds.
I have that flag. I bought a Birds Aren't Real like flag.
Yeah, we need to start flying it.
To put up in the studio.
I have the shirt still, too.
Maybe I'll put it in the apartment.
I get compliments on that shirt so much.
Yeah.
You got me that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the hat or the... I have the, like, if it flies, it spies one.
Yeah. Mine just says birds are real, and then on the back it says if it flies...
I'm a lie.
Oh, no, I'm a lie. Yeah.
It's a pigeon.
It's like a pigeon. Hilarious shirt. Everyone loves it.
It's really funny. I'm starting to get some new clothes. We sold
a bunch. All right. Woo!
Look at that.
Look at this clean, brand new black car.
It's not even faded yet.
I'm wearing one, too. Button up, though.
Wow. Not.
Pretty cool. Nobody cares, Parker.
Literally. You got a new business venture you wanted to tell everybody about?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
We're just kind of trying to figure things out, you know?
He's teasing.
Doesn't want to be sued.
Nope.
Yeah.
He needs to get his GL in place before he has the idea.
Yeah. I need to get some licensing done and some
That's
trademarks.
Cool.
But
that sounds awesome.
Yeah. A lot of stuff in the hopper.
Hopper.
Wait. We know some of those.
A lot of irons in the fire.
A lot of irons.
That's what we say in the sales business when you're not selling anything. Someone asks, why aren't you selling anything?
A lot of
irons in the fire. It'll come.
It'll burn.
It doesn't come.
No. We'll get them out of the fire eventually.
Yeah, one of these days.
You never do. Just keep putting them in there.
I love silence.
Oh.
It's golden, some say.
Red Dead. I played some Red Dead the other day.
Goodness. I saw.
I'm loving it.
Okay.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Go rob the train.
I love that game. You're playing campaign mode?
Yeah, dude.
You and Haley go to a supermercado recently?
Yeah, we went to the supermercado.
What'd you think?
Supermercado?
Did it take you right back to the Mexico?
Oh, dude. It was like a dang portal straight back to what's that place called?
Tijuana.
Zapata. Zapato.
Zipod.
Ensenada.
Camelou.
Ensenada.
The job this week I was doing reminded me of that because we were some concrete work in Mexico when we were there. It just smelled like wet concrete, you know?
Yeah.
And I was cutting up some concrete with a wet saw. It smelled exactly wet like concrete. It. Couldn't get rid of the smell.
Yeah. Stuck in the room. Nose.
Stuck in my nose.
Yeah.
I was wearing a mask, though.
They have like a whole cafeteria in there. I want to try their tacos, bro. They got to be so good.
Oh, they have like a food court?
Yeah.
Area?
They have a food court. They got tables and like a taco stand. Whoa.
All I saw was the little tortilla making.
It's to the left. If you're looking at the tortillas, to the left. In that left corner. Like
okay.
This
yeah.
Wall, this wall.
The front corner of the store.
Uh huh. Wow. It looks delicious, cool. Dude. Me and Haley got some of their fresh pastries. We got something that translates to sweet cake or sweet bread. Pan dulce.
Yeah. Pan dulce. Pan dulce.
Yeah, dude. Very delicious.
Hey, yeah, it's spelled pan dulce,
but call
it's
pan dulce. Here in the States, sweet bread, but.
Yeah.
Different, good.
Good stuff.
Pretty solid.
Their little checkout stands were very nostalgic for me because I remember you know, like Winco or something had those same things where it's a little circle thing and it rotates instead of a conveyor belt.
Oh, yeah.
And you set it up there and it, you grab it and then the thing that you pick your groceries up on is a little spinner disc.
I didn't even notice.
So cool.
Huh. Loved it.
Love the way they used to do it.
Winco. Innovative.
Winco had those belts.
Their butcher section in the back looked good. Didn't get any meats, but it looked good. Yeah, that doesn't really matter.
You ever been, Gavin?
No.
You'd love it.
Never
it's
been.
It's delicious.
Be very fun. Good time.
I want to get some tacos from there so bad. Haley got like a bunch of those suckers with tahini all over them.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
No, those are good.
Not really a fan. I think I'm starting to like them more and more. As
I got one before. They're so salty.
Yeah, for real. Makes your mouth water. Instantly just mouth water and even thinking about it. But I think I'm liking them more now. Like I every time she gets them, I just try it so that eventually I'll condition myself. Same thing with unsweet tea right now. I've been taking little doses every day until I start to like it.
Getting sweet tea, putting a little half sweet in there, then maybe a quarter sweet, then maybe a little 10% sweet.
I just go raw, unsweet only, but I'll just do like a little cup of it and then I'll do a little bit more and then a little bit more and a little bit more. So eventually I like it. It's starting to work.
I might do that with black coffee.
I've been doing it with black coffee also. Yeah.
I've just been drinking water.
Yeah, that's good too.
It's so boring.
I don't think I could do...
I haven't been able to condition myself
just not
to drink water yet.
Hitting like it used to.
I went to HTO a couple times recently and it's not good as good. And I noticed I don't like sweet tea as much as I used to. Or like there's only certain kinds that are good still.
Yeah. I don't like it that much. I never really liked it.
It's weird.
What was that?
Kevin, do you have a bathroom emergency?
No.
I feel terrible right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you look terrible. Yeah, don't
you
get me sick.
My head hurts.
Just kidding. I don't think you look different than usual.
My eyes hurt.
Put your glasses back on, nerd.
Might have to end early.
Looking at your face.
Huh?
I do have to run home and change and come back.
Yeah.
4:15.
45 minutes. That's all we promised to you guys. That's our promise.
Guys, at least the Gas Boys minutes. Promise. You know we never break our promises, and that's a promise.
Shout out to our friend Josh out there.
Hilarious Josh. He sends DMs, and I laugh every
time. Sent us a very, very funny message. We were laughing a lot in the studio before we recorded. I think I meant to edit out the part where...
What? Did we...
on air?
What? Oh, my gosh. That's insane.
But
I thought he just, like...
And he thought it was hilarious.
I thought it was, like, self-proclaimed. I was like, I respect that.
No.
When he sent that in the message, I was like, that's crazy. I didn't even correlate like what he was talking about when he said that. I was like, whoa, all right.
That's funny.
Anyways, hilarious.
He loves it.
Funny guy.
We love it.
Have we played Fortnite with Josh?
No.
No, we never played Fortnite.
Oh, we got a message from the other guy, Dawson. He really wants to play Fortnite, so we should really make that happen.
We should make that happen.
I got to get my Xbox back.
New season came out a couple weeks ago, or a couple days ago.
Wow. I don't know.
They took away vehicle attachments.
Oh, thank goodness.
Can you believe that? Oh, my goodness.
If you are a Fortnite player out there...
It was unplayable. Everyone knows. It was
terrible. You get to the final circle. If someone has a vehicle, you better have some EMP little...
Grenades.
Grenade things. Shield breaker EMP.
Yeah, but it was nonsense. Still got some victory royales.
That's crazy how many people are still playing that game.
Dang it, Gavin.
They haven't replaced it yet.
You were never playing that game, Gavin.
I know. I play when you guys play every once in a while. Yeah. Oh, Friday night we're doing a PUBG night.
Guys, seriously, join.
If you play PUBG, let us know. We'll add you in. We're doing a private.
No one plays PUBG.
Private game.
Parker. If you play PUBG, there's 7 people in the world that play PUBG. You
think? That's not true. I have to imagine that they listen. Got obliterated by level 300.
AI.
Level 280.
Yeah, there's like 7 people that play it, and they play it religiously, and they never stop.
They've been playing since it came
out. How did I land where they were landing?
I don't know, man.
Also, it was cross-platform, so I was playing with PC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's tough. So you can't play with PC, only PlayStation.
No.
Oh, interesting.
Don't believe you.
Are we doing that in person?
Yes.
Guys, fly out to Longview.
Fly out to Longview this Friday.
Come to my house. 9 Drive. Parker bleeped it out for me. Thank
you. Yeah, you're welcome.
Remember when Joel found my address? What the heck? I said, my street number is this. If you can find my address. How did he do it?
He must have known what your car was.
I said I was in proximity to... he knew it was in Longview, and I just said the street number.
Yeah.
He must have, like, found our cars or something in Street View, or... I don't know.
So. I think I never, you just said, like, I'm near this, and my house number is this.
I didn't say I'm near this. I said that I'm in Longview.
His house number was.
I just said it was... Yeah, I said my house number. I didn't see the street name, though.
That's funny.
It was literally just the 3 digits, and I said I'm in Longview, and he found it.
Savage.
Got him.
My address is... Cut it.
Yeah. All right. See you guys.
Try and find us.
Peace.